Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 539. So in the last shir and a half, we discussed the first three love languages that the husband really should primarily first give to his wife, which is TLC, thinking, listening, and caring, of which after that, the woman will reciprocate for the man his three primary love languages, although he needs all six, which is RSP, respect, support, and praise. So that's what we're talking about in this year. From the wife to the husband, the respect and support and praise. When the wife receives the TLC, the thinking and the listening and the caring that she needs from her husband, she'll be more readily willing to give back to him. And they're different. Now, what I'm going to say now, he quotes from Rav Aaron Feldman from the book The River, the Kettle, and the Bird. It's not always true, by the way. Seeing the reverse of it. It's a generalization that's very important in these shiurim to know. You know, when we, for example, when we talked about sexuality and generally that men are the high drive driven more than the women, it's a generalization. It's not always true. Very often it's reverse. Same thing with this. So one needs to be aware of the generalization of it, because in case you have the opposite scenario, it's normal to you, and there's nothing wrong. So the way he puts it is like this: a man cannot understand if his wife's needs for love and appreciation, since he doesn't share those needs. Likewise, a woman does not understand her husband's need for respect and honor, since she does not crave them. But each one must do their best to give their partner what they need. So this is a stereotypical statement, which is true for many. I don't see it that way always. For example, this concept that a man cannot understand his wife needs for love and appreciation, many men do. And a woman not understanding her husband's need for respect and honor, many women do. And they feel it in themselves too. But this is a true generalization though. So the idea is that a man needs RSP, respect, support, and praise. So let's first talk about respect. Again, the reverse is kavod to the wife, so she needs respect. So even though it's not the three primary, it is important to her, but for a husband it's extremely crucial. A husband needs to feel respected by his wife. According to the Rambam, this is his top priority within the framework of marriage. If the husband is worthy, a wife will demonstrate great respect for her husband's opinions, for his desires, for his ideas, and she should do so especially in front of the family. She should especially be careful to respect him in front of the children, because children learn about relationships based on what they see at home. Rav Hershkowitz puts a side point in parentheses, but it's not just a side point. It's an extremely important point. And he writes as follows. He says that parental interactions shape a child's mental template of what a marriage is supposed to be like. And they tend to replicate the patterns they observe at home in their own marriages. Which means, basically, is that one of the greatest chasadim you could do for your children is to enhance your own shalom bayis. It sets an example for them. Their whole mental and emotional state is much calmer and more healthier when you have a good relationship with your wife or with your husband. It's the greatest chasad you can do for your children. But going back to respect, a husband who feels respected will feel positively towards his wife, be more inclined to give back to her the TLC, the thinking and the listening and the caring that she needs. As the Gemara says, a woman who treats her husband like a king will have it be that he in turn will treat her like a queen. So that is respect. There's a lot more to talk about on respect. But the second one is called S, which is RSPS. S is support. Support is spiritual support. It's emotional support. There's the famous Gemara in Seita Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Rabbi Avira, that the schar of the Noshin Tzidkanias that were in that Dar of Mitzrayim, the Jewish people were redeemed. They used to draw water. They washed and fed their husbands, found words of comfort and encouragement for their husbands, consoling them. And they would give their support, hope, and future positive expectations to their husbands. And that was considered a schus, which was a trigger to get them out of Mitzrayim. It's highly important that a wife builds up her husband by giving him hope, by being optimistic about their future, by expressing positive expectations. Her encouragement gives him the hope he needs to face his challenges. A man's role to venture out of the house to take risks is difficult. Parnas is difficult. And it is much easier to do those hard things if he knows he has a loving wife that's backing him up. Mental health point of view. A husband's, a man's mental health is a lot enhanced by his wife infusing in her husband emotional support and encouragement. He brings someone, Dr. Charles Snyder, who states that psychological health is related to the routine anticipation of future well-being. What he means to say by this is that people with higher levels of hope display a more positive level of psychological health than people with lower levels. So the hope comes along with that support. So that's the S. And what is the P? Praise. A wife should give her husband validation and compliments, letting him know how much she is proud of him. Saying and really believing it and telling a husband, how much she is truly proud of him for the good things that he does over time. Again, husbands, the problem is they don't like to admit this. But inside, certainly, that does wonders to help them build their own self-confidence. And the more productive and appreciative of an environment is created in the home when a wife shows her husband that his contributions in marriage are very valued. By doing so and showing her pride in him and her praise in him, she's encouraging him to excel even more because she is actually building his self-esteem. Again, of course, we know we have shiurim on self-esteem. You're supposed to try to build it from within, but there is no question whatsoever that the wife's role of building her husband, and it's true, Rabbi Tversky said, life is not a marriage is not a hospital. You can't rely on your wife or your husband to heal you. You have to try to work on your own self-work. There's no question about that. But helping along in the process, an encouraging wife to husband, is a lifesaver. Is literally a lifesaver. And vice versa as well. So that is the idea. So in a perfect situation, the TLC from the husband, the thinking and the listening and caring from the husband, and the RSB, the respect, support, and praise from the wife, is the give and take primarily that keeps their love alive. That flow creates that strong cable connection that he talks about, to flow back and forth. And it's important to remember that there's a giving. That is the ikker. That's the most strongest point. Rabbi Yedester brings this, that love flows from the direction of giving. Michtam Elio Chelek Aleph, Kuntres HaChesed. He talks about this at length. The more one gives. The word give is hav, which means giving. Ahava means love, which means that giving leads to love. And to just bring up again, that does not take away the importance of borders, of communication of differences. That's not a stira to what we're saying now. It's not a contradiction. Even in the book that we had, we talked about Rabbi Kleiman, you and I equals we, and he talks about borders. He acknowledges the ideal. And what you strive for is what Rabbi Leo Dessler proposes. Have, give, brings a hava, love. You work very deeply towards that. That's the goal. But there's no question that you still need to express your own needs, understand your level of it, allow yourself to receive healthily in order to give, and vice versa. Rosham Shofal Hirsch brings down that the word have is to give. And then you put an aleph in the front, ahav, that is to love, but the aleph creates an active personality. It becomes a verb. Which means, the way Rabbi Shlomo Feil Hirsch explains, that both to give oneself up to the other and to seek to draw the other close to yourself in an active way to create the most intimate association with somebody. That is the shayrish, that is the key. Now, why does the affection between husband and wife often go downhill? It's because people are generally takers. They're not givers. They're not lovers. They take. Biology, instincts, propel. When you seek a mate, it's one's own gratification. And very often in the beginning you want to give, but you relapse back to your prior mode of primarily taking. And we don't even realize when it's happening. In the beginning, it starts with an atmosphere of love and of mutual giving. But little by little, if you don't concentrate on it, and if you're not intentional about it, you'll drift apart because you'll revert back to being a primary taker and now make demands. And when demands begin, love goes bye-bye. Now again, there's a healthy levels. If you give in an overly way, like a shmata, not healthy either. So you need, and also one needs to learn to receive in a healthy way, which is actually giving. The example we gave is a husband, for example, a wife offers, could I make you a cup of coffee if he likes coffee? And the husband has a shita, no, I'm a nice thing, I'm a giver. No, thank you. And he always says, no, thank you. I could make the coffee myself. That's doing a disservice. Here is a situation where it's healthy for the husband to receive. And he tells his wife, yes, thank you very much. I like it black or with a little milk and with the sugar or whatever it is. And she makes it for him. And he needs to realize that his taking is really giving, because this is what a wife really needs. She wants to do this, and this is a chesed that way. So one needs to understand the actual working through between those, that dynamic. He goes through also an idea of how to accept love properly, which we're going to go through Be'ezaz Hashem in the upcoming shir. Bracha v'hatzlacha.